besides Tryphena and Tryphosa, I would have to say that Priscilla is probably my favorite Bible name. Yeah. No, for sure, it's hard to beat Tryphena and Tryphosa. Boy, would I have liked to have been in a Bible study with those two. Tryphena and Tryphosa, wow. Well, that's true. Priscilla, that's Elvis Presley's wife, Priscilla, right. Yeah, it's unbelievable. I don't know, she might have been named after Aquila's wife, who knows. Hey everybody, this is Martin Zender, looking into womanhood here, the glory of women. And let me read this passage again. We're talking about why women are so misunderstood today and why they've not gotten their due. We try to give you your due. Some of us do. Others of us don't. There are a lot of male chauvinists out there. I'm not one of them. I'm a great admirer of women. In fact, you know, I believe the feminine is the superior gender. But it's hard to believe that's the case when we read passages like this from the Apostle Paul in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 11 through 15. Let a woman be learning in quietness with all subjection. Now, I'm not permitting a woman to be teaching, nor yet to be domineering over a man, but to be in quietness. For Adam was first molded, thereafter even Adam was not seduced. Yet the woman, being deluded, has come to be in the transgression. Yet she shall be saved through the childbearing, if ever they should be remaining in faith and love and holiness with sanity. Now, I, Martin Zender, I have seen entire books attempting to explain this passage. Now, it's true that my book, Eve Raised, is also an entire book. But by my count, it's on the average 200 pages shorter. I've read books, seen books, read books that are just thick like War and Peace or Moby Dick. They're trying to explain the cultural background and the cultural setting as to why Paul would say something like this and why it no longer applies. I don't believe this is a cultural situation. I think this is timeless. Yeah, it's timeless. Gonna tell you why. Now, obviously, folks, obviously, at least it should be obvious to you. If it's not, I'm sorry. Women are able to teach. And again, you only need to look at Priscilla, who, with her husband Aquila, took the great teacher Apollos, took him aside, and expounded the way of God to him more accurately. That's Acts 18:26. Now look at this. We'll start with 18:24. Acts 18:24. Now a certain Jew named Apollos, a native Alexandrian, a scholarly man. This guy's smart. And he's from Alexandria, and that was a great seat of learning, Egypt, back in the day, arrives at Ephesus. Now he's in new territory. Now you're in Paul territory, so things are happening quick here. Being able in the scriptures, he was instructed in the way of the Lord and fervent in spirit. He spoke and taught accurately what concerns Jesus, not Christ, but Jesus, being versed only in the baptism of John. So Apollos was up to speed on the circumcision evangel, but not the evangel of the uncircumcision. And he's going to be helped here, as we're about to see. Besides, he begins to speak boldly in the synagogue. And I'm sure the guy was great, but he's going to use some help here. He's got the baptism of John down, but he doesn't know the new message. Now, hearing him, Priscilla and Aquila took him to themselves and expounded the way of God to him more accurately. Whose name is mentioned first here? Priscilla. Ladies first. You know, that's a saying today, isn't it? Ladies first. And I wholeheartedly believe in it, and I practice it whenever I can, and in many different categories of life. So, interesting that God himself is observing this marvelous law of nature, I believe, Priscilla and Aquila. It's ladies first. Yeah, I know your men are the heads of your household, but guess what? You're a type of Christ, and Christ as the head puts the ecclesia first. So you are to put your wife first. And God himself puts Priscilla ahead of Aquila. I just think it's great. And it's not an accident. So here's Priscilla. She's very able to teach. But the one thing characteristic of this kind of teaching is it's on the side instruction. They took Aquila to themselves. So we didn't see Priscilla jumping up in the middle of the synagogue, in the middle of the service, and teaching. And there's a reason for this, obviously. On the side instruction, apart from a formal gathering. Now, in this passage of 1 Timothy, Paul's talking about an official role. He doesn't want women to teach as an official role within the ecclesia. Because in the next chapter, 1 Timothy 3:15, Paul says this, "These things I am writing to you," these things, meaning including, I should say, everything that's gone before, "that you may be perceiving how one must behave in God's house," which is the ecclesia of the living God. I'm going to confirm that to you, that this is an official office we're considering here, that women were not to occupy, for very good reason. Here's 1 Corinthians 14, verses 34 and 35. "Let the women in the ecclesias hush, for it is not permitted to them to speak, but let them be subject according as the law also is saying." Keep that in mind. Also keep in mind that Priscilla is mentioned before Aquila. Keep that in mind. Keep both things in mind, because this is a revelation. This is revolutionary. I love to be bringing you this stuff. I'm just so excited to be telling you this. That's why I was so excited to write this book, Eve Raised. It's going to come out soon. Where do you see this book? Oh, by the way, I finished typesetting How to Quit Church Without Quitting God today, mere hours ago as I speak to you. I'm talking to you on, Tuesday night. Is this Wednesday today? You're hearing the show on Wednesday? Yeah. So that book's going to be coming out. Eve Raised is going to be coming out. Divine Principles of Sexual Attraction is going to be coming out. Shaga is going to be coming out. It's just great things are going to be happening. And I know what people are going to say. Sanders, all you can write about is sex. I just happen to have a backlog of books about human sexuality. And yes, they're all going to come out at once. So I'm not going to apologize for it, so be quiet. Thank you. So did we get through this verse? Yeah, let the women hush. It's not permitted them. No, we didn't. Now, if they want to learn anything, let them be inquiring of their own husbands at home, for it is a shame for a woman to be speaking in the ecclesia. It's a shame. Why is it? Because she's stupid? Because she can't do it? No, that has absolutely nothing to do with it. Women are quite capable. And some might say they're overqualified. All right, and now in the 1 Timothy passage, back to 1 Timothy, Paul explains why he forbids women to teach. This is a quote here. "For Adam was first molded, thereafter Eve, and Adam was not seduced, yet the woman, being deluded, has come to be in the transgression." Now, here's the question. I got a two-part answer to this. Why would Paul state that Adam came first? What's the deal there? Why would that keep a woman from teaching? And I don't believe it does. I don't believe the fact that Adam came first is why a woman can't teach, because I don't believe that second, woman came second out of Adam. I don't believe second equals second rate. I don't believe it. But a lot of people believe this because, look, they read this verse. Adam was first molded, thereafter Eve. Okay. She came second, so she's second rate, you know. But that is not the case. It's not the case at all. Was she any less intelligent because she came later? Is that why she can't teach? She can't teach because she's dumber than the man, less accomplished, more prone to do evil? No, but that, again, we're subtly, if not overtly, led to believe these things through religion. Christian pulpits and even some so-called enlightened people think this. But if stupidity and all that is based solely on your order of appearance on the stage of life, then I got a few questions for you. First one, why was Abel wiser than Cain? Cain came first. He was a moron, an idiot. Abel came second. Why did the secondborn please God while the firstborn committed murder? Who am I talking about? Cain and Abel again. The secondborn pleased God. The firstborn committed murder. So here's another one for you. If the second human equals second rate human, then why in 1 Corinthians 11:8 does Paul call woman the glory of the man? Woman is the glory of the man. 1 Corinthians 11:8. So I explained this to you in my newsletter last Saturday. Woman comes out of man. She's the glory of man, just as Christ comes out of God. God is invisible. Christ is the glory of God, the effulgence of God, the effulgence of the glory of God, as it says in Hebrews chapter 1. Yeah. 1? Okay. So, just like the corona of the sun is the glory, the effulgence of the sun, you can't see the sun. Nobody's ever seen the sun. I hope you know this. But we see the effulgence of it, the glory of it, the corona, the outshining. And likewise, woman is the outshining of man. She's his glory. So it doesn't mean second rate. It just means that woman, in conjunction with the man, provides the world a better opinion of the man that the man would have on his own. And this is shown for us in Proverbs 31. The man sits by the gate and he's esteemed, he's spoken well of because his wife is so smart. She does a bunch of stuff. She's a multitasker. He can only do one thing at once. And he sits at the gate and gets all this glory. And part of the reason is that his wife makes him look so good. So a woman is man's helper. Oh, she's only a helper. No, if woman is man's helper, who needs the help? If she's the helper, who needs the help? Right, she's only a helper. Guess what? Adam needs the help. And this is totally theoretical, ridiculous to even say, but if woman had been created first, there wouldn't have been need for help. Because she can do it all. I can bring home the bacon, fry it up in a pan, and blah, 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 and blah, 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 you're a man. So, woman can do it all. But can't teach publicly. And again, I'm just teasing you a little bit, but I do run out of time faster than I think. Faster than I think. It's not because she's dumb. One more consideration here. It's true. I got to address this. It's true. Don't get mad at me here. I think you'll find this a general principle. Women tend to be more emotional than men. Now, this isn't the primary reason, but it's part of it. So I want to get this out of the way. Women do tend to be more emotional. This is because they're very sensitive and they're empathetic. They're more empathetic than men. They can see everybody's point, and they don't want anybody to feel bad. And this is a wonderful trait, and I don't call it naivety. I don't call it that. I call it sensitivity. I mean, that's a negative term to say they're naive, and that naive is not the term that I want. I'm trying to think of the term I use in the book Eve Raised. It's their... they believe people. I use a term that's more positive. They're trusting. Maybe that's it. They trust people, which is a fantastic trait, whereas men are cynical. We don't believe anybody. So you wouldn't want a woman brokering your car deal at the used car dealership because she's so believing and trusting. And this is a wonderful trait in a good eon. This is a really questionable trait in a wicked eon. In a wicked eon, you need sons of bitches and bastards to negotiate your car deal. You need a cynical bastard up there to deal with that used car salesman, the guy with the checkered jacket and the checkered pants. You got to have somebody who's just going to be totally cynical. Women are too nice. I say that to their credit. Women are suited to a better eon, and this is going to lead to my point, which I'm going to get to tomorrow, as to why women aren't supposed to teach. Women would be ideal in an eon when there's no evil, because they're superior in their sensitivity and their kindness and their giving people the benefit of the doubt. But that's not what you want in eon 3 at a car dealership. You're going to get screwed there, folks. So you want a hard-hearted person who just doesn't believe everything and questions everything and doubts everybody's motives, and that would be a man. Now, this in eon 3, in a wicked eon, is a great qualification. That's why men are more able to teach, because we can drill through to the heart of a thing and not believe what people say. So we're cynical. You know, that's a bad word, too. That's also a negative thrust. I'm not trying to downgrade the men here. Downgrade. That word reminds me of a great quote by Ronald Reagan. He goes, equal rights. This is Ronald Reagan. This is what he said, quote, equal rights will only downgrade women. I love that. Women want equal rights. It's like, what, you want to be demoted? You want to be demoted? You want to be able to kick the copy machine at work right along with us? You want to fight the traffic? We're trying to protect you. We want equal rights. So they jump into the fray, into the battle, with men, as if you've just gotten equal rights. No, you were protected before, you were cherished, you were pedestalized, and now you don't think that's a position of honor, and that's the problem. Women don't think that being in the glass box behind the alarms and the guards, like the Hope Diamond isn't an esteemed position, but it is. It's one of the most esteemed positions on the planeta Eartha. So tomorrow we're going to pick up where we left off. God help me. I'm going to review a little bit probably, but this topic's near and dear to my heart. Priscilla comes before Aquila. I want to leave you with that thought. Love that name, Priscilla. Isn't that a great name? Not quite Tryphena and Tryphosa, but it's not brutal. It's not bad. It's got a nice it. Priscilla. You love that at the end there. Love. That's very feminine. I just totally love that.